You can be honest here. There's no judgment here. Just out of curiosity, how many of you believe that there is a place called heaven? Let me see your hand. Okay. All right. How many of you are just unsure? Let me see your hand. Yeah. I appreciate the honesty. I really do. It's my desire that by the end of this series that we're about to start, that we all have a better understanding of heaven and a better picture of heaven. And so I just want to jump right into it. If you'll take your copy of God's Word, hopefully you've already turned there. We're going to look at John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Can we stand? And Pastor, why do you get people to stand? Because it's to honor God's Word. If you read in Ezra, the book of Ezra, that's what happened then. When Ezra opened up the Scriptures, people stood in reverence and honor of God's Word. This is what the Scripture says. It says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." Jesus has just told them that he'll soon be leaving. He'll soon be going back to heaven. And he could tell they were troubled by this. He said, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for making a way. Thank you, Lord, that our home as believers is secure for all of eternity in heaven. And Lord, I just thank you and praise you for that. Now, Lord, I pray that God, as we sit under your word, under your teaching, God, I pray that we'll forever be changed as a result of your precious word. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. As I said, today we start a four-week series. Be 4 weeks, so you want to be sure to tune in every week, be here every week, and I've titled it, "When We All Get to Heaven." When we all get to heaven, and I can't, the whole time I've been preparing this message all week, every time I look at the title, I'm reminded of that song that we just heard. In 2008, another song was released by a man named Kenny Chesney. And the title of it was "Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven." And in that song, one of the verses says, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go now." And so as I remember hearing that, and I thought, well, that's true. But the reality is most people can't get excited about heaven because they're too worried about how they're going to get there. Now, we know that Jesus is the way. We know that that's how we get into heaven, but what is that getting there, that transition, what does that look like? And so Jesus said, as I just read in John 14 and 6, he said, "I am the way. No one comes to the Father but through me." And we grasp that, we understand that. But we have a hard time getting excited about going to heaven because we're not sure how that's going to transpire in our lives. I will tell you this. There's only two ways that we're going to transition from here to heaven. One is the rapture. As Jesus comes back, all the believers will go to heaven. The other is death. And I don't mean to be a downer, but it is a reality. In fact, I'm leaving immediately after service to go do a funeral for a 57-year-old man, high school friend. And what I realized that, and we all realize this, is for the last 2,000 years, death has been the primary way that we transition from here to heaven. But what has happened is, because of the way we view death and dying and those things, that it's created a problem. You see, we focus more on death than we do the destination. And it has caused people to not be excited about heaven. Yeah, we know we're going to heaven, but we don't want to talk about how we're going to get there. We're not ready to go now. So why don't people get excited, Pastor? Why don't people not get excited about heaven? I'll tell you three reasons. A, doubt. They doubt heaven. Verse 1 of our text, Jesus says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." You see, our faith is tested when we consider that death is the most likely way that we're going to transition to heaven. Now, of course, Jesus could return before I finish this sermon and we all go to heaven. That's my prayer, to be honest with you. And every time my mom, my grandmother, people that I love dearly, own up in age, they talk about, you know, nearing that time, I say, no, Jesus is going to come back before that happens. I just want to be a part of the rapture, amen? I want to know what that's going to be like. And so, no, I just, but Jesus could come back any moment. You see, the disciples, their faith was weakened at this moment that Jesus says, I've got to go. They're gonna arrest me. They're gonna torture me, and I'm gonna die on a cross. But Jesus reminded them, said, "Listen, don't doubt it. Lean into your faith. Lean in to your belief in me." Now, of course, our faith is tested when we face death, because death is a traumatic event. But James says this about doubting. James 1 and 6, he said, "For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." You see, waves, here Friday, a group of us men, we're going on a deep sea fishing trip. And to be honest with you, I hope there's very little waves, because waves lead to this thing called seasickness. But listen, waves are, they're at the mercy of the wind.